What time is it?
Game time.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker. Brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show. On every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour. With Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Wednesday edition of this Rush Hour all around the world. I'll get some figures in terms of the podcasting world, but we're smashing it. This show is smashing all records around the globe, and one man that smashed a lot of records down at Adelaide Oval is Greg Blewett. He joins us. Good afternoon, Greg. Welcome, you superstar.
Good afternoon, Jars. Good afternoon, everyone. But Jars, stay humble, all right? That's what we've got to do. Mm. I know we might
you're
be going
I'm
okay, but stay humble.
You're saying I'm not a humble individual?
No. Oh, actually, yes. Yes, I am saying that.
My late
you're out there.
And my late part, Jarman, be respectful, but be fierce, be arrogant, take them on.
No, don't be arrogant. Be confident. There's a line.
Arrogant.
Why arrogant?
Because it's... Get you in the zone.
No, Jars.
Don't encourage that.
Come on.
No, be arrogant. Take it on. Now, we've got a few things to get through. Darren Lehman will join us,
yes,
your buddy. The
Boofer.
Boof. He's doing a great cause for the Heart Foundation.
He
so
is.
We'll tap into the Boof.
Mm.
Your Redbacks, they're in a lot of trouble. Your boys. Now, we'll talk about that very shortly.
Ooh.
And the gloves have to be off.
Mm. What are you talking about?
Silly boys. Nah, well, anyway, we'll
get to that.
Yeah, and we're still getting phone calls. We've tried to contact some individuals from the Adelaide Oval and the Sacker to come on. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Gone underground.
I haven't gone underground.
Underground.
They're probably trying to figure out what the hell's gone on, Jars. But we'll cover that in a second. But I am a bit flat because there is some other cricket news going around as well. So you're going to have to help me out, Jars, because this guy is one of my mates, Michael Slater, who has been arrested in Sydney over an alleged domestic violence incident. So,
he's lost his way. Has he lost his way? Is he lost his job at Channel 7?
Channel
7.
Hasn't
he?
Yep. It's fair to say
struggling.
Michael's got a few issues
okay.
at the moment, and he's been, I think, very upfront with his mental health.
Yep.
And he has had some battles over the time, but. Yeah, I mean, he has been arrested. There's been no charges laid as yet, but obviously a very serious topic. So I don't know exactly what's gone on. Not many people do, but he has been arrested. So that's a worrying story that's just come out today.
Mm. Have you reached out to him?
No, I reached out to him last week about when the news came out about the Channel 7 job.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'll be with Channel 7 again this summer. And as I said, we're great mates. So I did reach out to him about that. But this is obviously, I only found out about this this afternoon. So
okay.
Hopefully that'll get taken care of.
On a lighter note, Adelaide Crows have signed another young gun in young Ned McHenry, the little argy-bargy. He's recommitted to the Adelaide Crows by signing a 2-year contract extension, which is good news for not only young Ned. Don't forget, he was picked 16 in 2018. He's it's a good signing, and he's maturing every year.
They love him there.
As a young player.
Yep.
What I like about him, he's becoming more composed with the footy in his hand, and he's making better decisions. So, and that's what happens over time when you get a bit more experience. You get up to 60, 70, 80 games.
Yep.
So, so well done to the Adelaide Crows and young Ned. And here's a little highlight.
Crows are a big chance here to go inside 50. Fogarty leads in the race.
Exactly.
So clever. Over the top. Here's a goal coming up. McHenry can run into an open goal. The Crows are well on top. Back-to-back goals, McHenry.
Great call there by Ditz, the best caller in the town.
And he's like a lot of the young Crows, Jars. Mm. Just needs to, you know, get in the gym. I'm sure that's a big priority for the young guys. Get in the gym, bulk up a little bit because... Having seen them close up the last couple of years, no doubt that you know their bodies aren't as hard.
When he arrived, he had a little fragile body like you did when you first
started.
Well,
he still has.
Little
I reckon
skinny,
I've still got
hairy
him covered.
Little body.
Still got him covered.
10 Redbacks players have reportedly been kicked out of a city nightclub. Well, they were kicked out, Gregory. Their behaviour has been questioned. They were evicted from the Crybaby about 12:30 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, and they breached COVID-19 rules and abused staff and patron, 10 Redbacks cricket players.
Mm.
So what are you hearing? What the hell is going on down there at the Sacker, who have gone underground and they're investigating what happened on Tuesday morning?
No, only what's been reported, Jars. I'd imagine it's been a very, very busy day for Tim Nielsen, who's in charge of things down there, and also Jason Gillespie.
Dizzy will be filthy. Sure, they'll be filthy, Gregory.
No, this is something...
Bloody embarrassing, you twits.
This is something that would just really get underneath your skin. I mean, it's obviously that the Shield game finished on the Monday. They had a draw with WA, and so they've all... Well, not all of them.
No.
But 10 of them have gone out that night and had a few drinks, and sounds
had
like...
Had a few drinks? They didn't stop. Well, I don't mind them. Go and have a beer and celebrate and have a catch up with the opposition. But the behaviour is a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace what these knuckleheads did.
The two things that are disappointing, Jars, if true, is the obviously they were dancing, have probably had a couple too many,
on
and
the
they
table.
Were dancing and under,
well,
or just lifting
under
the mood a bit, you know.
Current COVID rules, dancing isn't allowed. Some people say, well, that's an absolute joke. Why aren't you allowed to have a bit of a boogie? But the facts are that you're not allowed to. And so when they were asked to stop, apparently a few of them got up a little bit upset and they were asked to leave. And then it's also alleged that there was a little bit of verbal abuse of some of the staff on the way out. So, look, in my time with these players, Jars, there has not been anything like this that have come out. They're all terrific young men, but sounds like that... the night might have got away from them a little bit, Jars.
But what are they celebrating? What are they going out? They didn't win the game. They haven't won a Shield game in 12 games.
They've just played a four-day game, Jars.
Another draw.
So does they probably haven't had got much on the next day.
Well, they're celebrating because they won a flag.
Well, who says they're celebrating?
Dancing on tables and carrying on.
They're not celebrating anything, Jars. They're just going out.
I didn't say not go and have a drink. I didn't say don't go and have a drink.
Well, you're saying...
Disrespectful, showing no respect towards the owners of the Crybaby restaurant.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Jars.
And security and patrons, abusing patrons. Who do they think they are?
I don't care whether they've won, lost or drawn the game. It's more about the behaviour, Jars. So if they've... stuffed up, then they'll have to bear the brunt of that.
And then,
if they're dancing when they're not meant to dance, then they'll cop a fine.
Yeah, good.
Good. Pay up.
Yep.
And if they've abused people, whoever's done it, and if that's true, then they'll get dealt with.
So when you say dealt with, once the Sacker completes their investigation,
well, we'll hear about
what will happen. Suspensions? Fines?
Well, it depends what comes out of the investigation. I'm like you, mate. I didn't reach out to anyone today because they'd be... deep in it, trying to work out exactly what's happened. We had Jason Gillespie on the show yesterday talking about the Shield game.
He
didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
And that was late yesterday afternoon. There's no way he would have come on.
And we were going to talk to Alex Carey today.
Well, he was meant to come on.
That got shut down.
Yep. So that's not saying that Alex Carey was at the premises.
No, not at all. No, I don't know who the 10 boys are, but you would imagine it would be most of the team.
Yeah, well, there's 12 of the players that would have been at the Shield game, and there was 10. So the majority of them
were there. We all stuff up. I get all that. Yeah. And footballers are no different from time to time. But when you know the rules are in place and you disregard the rules, and the owner, like, he was devastated, the individual that owns the Crybaby. What is it, a nightclub, is it?
Yeah, it's a nightclub.
Right you are.
Mm-hmm. So, G, you're out and about a little bit.
Yeah, I like to get out on the town.
So is there – I'm sure there's – lots of young people, once they have a couple of drinks, I know this no dancing rule is in. Is there a little bit of boogieing that still goes on occasionally?
I think they're definitely being so strict with it. Like, I have been out on multiple occasions where I've seen security guards go up to people who are just not, you know, intentionally breaking the rules dancing, but just having a little bit of a shuffle side to side. Like, even myself, when I'll be at the bar ordering a drink, I can't really help but move, like, while I'm standing there waiting, like, swaying my hips or something, and I've had a security guard come up to me and tell me to stop. So they're taking it really seriously, but I think it is, I mean, I think the rule was enforced because when people dance, they can kind of, I don't know, get a bit too close or encourages people to have physical contact.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're deliberately doing it, then it's a problem. But I think if you're just accidentally moving to the music, like,
And just to finish off on that, Jars, I know the Sacker, they pride themselves on producing, you know, obviously good cricketers, but
good
also
behavior.
On good young men. So they'll be all devastated down there, and if there's been some inappropriate behavior, throw
the book at them.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Gregory, well done. Well, you better get your watch ready, because I'll have no one left.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Triple M. The Furious Five. It's time
for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it. I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering 5 questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five.
Nice stuff. Let's say hello to Jill Robertson from South Australia. Good afternoon, Jill.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Thank you for putting your hand up to play this wonderful segment.
That's okay.
Now, you say hello to Greg Allwood from Mobile Phone. G'day, Greg.
Come on, Jazz.
Hi, Jill.
Hello,
how are you?
Greg.
G'day, yeah.
Not bad.
Normally I get on the screen I have in front of me, Jill and Gregory, it tells what suburb you're from. But
yes.
Because our producer is very lazy, he hasn't done that for us, so I do apologise.
That's okay.
I don't give it. Right, now, Greg and Jill, are we Crows or Port Adelaide fans?
Crows.
Crows.
Oh, lovely.
Ooh, two Crows.
Do you want to say hello to Greg Blewett, former Australian cricketer, who passed out on, 499s for your country?
It's a couple.
Yeah.
Couple. Hey, guys. G'day, Jill and Greg.
Hello there.
Okay. All right, good luck. Now, who's done these questions?
Our producer,
ben.
I would imagine.
So you had 1 week of doing it and no one could get a proper response, so we've gone back to the producer.
Five questions.
Some tough questions here.
Call your name out first if you know the answer. Correct point or correct answer, you get 1 point. 3 lifelines today, Greg.
What?
Three?
Yes, sir.
You
so
can't just do that.
Emma G.
She's got the answer.
I know the answers.
Oh, shit. Okay. It'd be Greg and I. 2 lifelines.
So 1 each.
1 apiece.
Right.
And I've got no idea what the questions and answers are. Are we ready to play?
Yes. And
we got a good prize?
We do. Jill and Greg, you're playing for a double pass to Boys Are Stuck in Town. It's a music event that's happening live at the Bridgeway on Friday the 19th of November, featuring the Zet Boys, Screaming Jets, the Angels, Super Jesus, Rose Tattoo and Ice House.
Get out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wicked event. So
at the Bridgeway too, great spot for
great
live
venue.
Music. I might pop down and get on there with Angry.
You'd
and have
love
a bit
that.
Of a sing along.
Do it.
All right, Greg, what are you looking at me for?
You look like
Angry Dog. Well,
you're about a foot taller.
All right, let's go. Question number 1, Greg.
All right, good luck, guys. This week against Queensland, a South Australian batsman became the first to hit 2 double centuries.
Yes, Greg.
Travis Head.
Yeah, nice start.
Well done.
Nice start. All right, Jill, let's go. Right, number 2, G.
Which country won the first ever Soccer World Cup back in 1930?
Jeez. Bloody question.
Jill.
Yes, Jill.
Spain.
Oh, good guess.
No. It's a great effort.
Good guess.
What is it? Who was it?
No.
Greg's turn.
Oh, Greg's a free hit, doesn't he?
Apologise.
Greg. Brazil.
That's a good guess as well.
No, okay. So we're still 1-0.
The answer is Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Okay.
All right, Gregory.
Close.
Yeah.
Close,
well done,
yeah.
Jill. We had a crack. Go.
Oh, jeez. All right, good luck with this one. It's a riddle. Which sport has a finish line that isn't crossed?
Oh, that's a good question, Ben.
Lifeline.
Oh, I think it was Greg first, was it?
No, nah, it was Jill.
Oh, okay,
yes,
sorry.
Jill. Who you want to pick, Jill? Greg or Jazz?
Not me.
Jazz.
What did you say?
I apologise. I slipped out. It slipped out. I apologise. I've had coach training for the last 5 years. Okay.
It's a riddle.
Yeah, it's a riddle.
Language really isn't Jazz's strength.
Is it swimming?
Oh, what? Yes. Oh.
Yes, Jazz.
What is
Thank
that?
Thank you. That's how I
Thank
roll.
You.
Jill, there you go.
All
so
right, it's one
apiece.
Piece. Yep.
Good answer.
Well done. Good question too. Number 4, please, G.
Who had the most contested possessions in a single game in 2021? Now, you've got options here. Was it Patrick Dangerfield, Clayton Oliver, or Darcy Parrish?
Greg.
Jill.
Yes, Greg.
Clayton Oliver.
No.
Oh, Jill, you can answer the question. Who's the other two names? Paddy Dangerfield, who's the other one?
Darcy Parrish.
So what was the question again? I didn't listen.
Who had the most contested possessions in a single game?
Contested possessions, Jill. That means getting the hard ball.
I'll say Parrish.
Yeah.
Oh, Jill. 2-1.
I pulled that one
Come
out
on, Gregory.
Gosh, where'd you pull it from?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No,
doesn't matter,
say,
love. That's
say.
Great. All right, All number right. 5. This is a terrific game
okay.
for the Furious 5.
All right, here we go.
Go, Greg.
Jeez, this is a tough one as well. Where were the 2008 Summer Olympics held?
No, it's not hard.
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Los Angeles?
No.
Jill.
2008 Olympics.
2008 Summer Olympics.
So I have to get this right, don't I?
Well, no, you're 2-1 up. You can't, basically, you can't lose.
Can't lose.
Well, if she gets it wrong, what happens?
No, Greg's already answered it. Didn't you hear what he just said? He said Los Angeles, Jen.
Yes.
I'll say...
this is good. Summer Olympics.
Paris.
That's next.
That's the next one.
3 years' time. Oh. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Jill Robinson from South Australia has won the game.
Hang on, do you want to know the answer?
Oh, yeah, what is it?
Beijing.
Beijing. Oh, there you go.
Well China. Done, Jill.
Oh, well done.
Well
What's
done,
won,
Jill. We're sending you along to Boys Are Stuck in Town at the Bridgeway Friday, November 19th, a double pass. So you and
thanks
a mate.
So
that's
much.
Awesome.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
You'll love
and
that.
And Greg, thanks for playing, mate. Yep. Have a good day.
Thanks,
you,
Greg.
All right, there you go. The family love it. They love it.
Hang on.
Good
this,
questions,
this
great
sponsored?
Prize.
Is this sponsored?
Are we sponsored yet?
Yeah, this is sponsored by the Bridgeway.
The Bridgeway.
Oh, the Bridgeway Hotel. Yes, the Faye family. Love them down there. Get down there and support.
Not sure.
A beautiful, beautiful family.
They were tough questions, I thought.
No, they are pretty good.
Jars, one of the greats of SA sport, Darren Buffer Lehman, of course, tore bowlers to shreds at Adelaide Oval.
He's got a statue down at Adelaide Oval, which you haven't got. Yeah.
He has.
Yeah.
And so he deserves it. With Dizzy bowling to him, he's slogging Dizzy over Cow Corner as he normally
does. You missed out. You got some sort of photo on a wall.
I haven't done anywhere near as much as this man. And he joins us now. Darren Lehman, welcome to the Rush Hour, mate.
Another Buff.
Afternoon, boys. How are you both?
I'm fantastic. Very, very good. Now, Buffer, you are about 100 Ks in to 240 Ks. What's happening? Now, you had a heart sort of scare a couple of years ago. So I gather you're raising some money for the Heart Foundation.
Yeah, mate, yeah. So obviously I had the triple bypass almost a couple of years ago now, so that was a wake-up call to get healthy blue, which is, 50 years in the making, what I was like beforehand. Jeez. So now I'm walking around the ground as I speak, watching some cricket, but it's about raising funds for obviously heart research and the Heart Foundation. So, and it's doing a marathon over a month, but obviously I want to go further than that. And me and my big mouse said 240 clicks in a month, so I've got to get moving and walking. So, it's for a great cause, obviously, with heart research and the Heart Foundation. So if anyone wants to donate, go to mymarathon.com.au and click on the link and go to my site and you can join my team and walk away as well if you like.
Well, I've been on there. I've donated.
And what did you donate? $5?
No, a little bit more than that.
Good
three figures. So he's trying to get to 25,000.
Yep.
Uncle, you're at just over $7,000. Now, is this an annual thing or is it just a one-off? What's the go?
No, I did it last year. I did 120K. So I thought I'd double it, obviously, and raise 25. It's 25,000 for the team. So my team's up to, I think, about 15,000 now. So we're getting there with all the people involved in my team. We've got about 13 or 14 marathoners with me. So that's really good. And we're all just trying to raise awareness and raise money.
Buff, how much weight have you lost? Second question, how many pairs of sand shoes have you gone through? And the third question, how many calories are you burning?
Lost about 10 or 15 Ks, obviously, since the heart attack. Still love my cold beer, though, mate. I can't complain about that.
Don't you change on that one, please.
No, I don't think I can give up that, pal.
Good boy.
In terms of, obviously, what was the other question?
Your sand shoes. How many sand shoes have you worn out and calories per day?
Sand shoes. No one calls them sand shoes.
What do we call them these days? Trainers or what?
Yeah, trainers.
You call them bloody sand shoes, you chunkhead.
Runners?
Sneakers?
Sneakers?
Runners. Sneakers, yeah. So I've gone through a few pairs of those.
Yeah, good.
That's probably more to do with the weight than anything else. it's been challenging, but great fun.
Well, now, Buffer, like a lot of our listeners, you did enjoy a fag and a beer and probably a hot chip here and there.
Nothing wrong with that.
What advice have you got to people that are getting on in age or not necessarily living the healthiest lifestyle?
Get healthy. Get rid of the fags. Get rid of the hot chips and such. Eat healthier. Get out and exercise, but you still can't. You've got to have some vices. So mine's still, cold West End draft or a 4X Gold. I'm happy with that. And out of a tap, nothing better at a pub. So, with COVID, it's been hard. I've had to drink at home all the time. So my wife's happy with that.
Hey, Buffer, I've got to ask you about, you coached one of the sides in the 100. Jars is all over.
We've
got to play the 100 out in Australia.
Blewett hates it.
How'd it go?
It was great, mate. Yeah, seriously, it was fantastic. And the only thing I would say, and I'm a bit, here you go, not sitting on the fence, I'm probably a bit with Blue. In Australia, the grounds are bigger. Yeah. And it really worked with a smaller ground and fast outfield. So one of the games at Henley, we got 200. And I mean, that day was unbelievable. Packed us at Henley 200 runs, and the other side got 140. It was, yeah, the game has to be played on a good wicket, fast outfield, and small ground. So that makes it a bit harder in Australia as such, where England suits perfectly.
Now, your Crows and your Doggies, okay this year, Boof. What do you expect from them next year?
Better than last year.
Stupid question, Jars.
Oh, 8 to 10 wins for the Crows.
All right.
That'd be lovely. The recruiter looks like okay with Dawson, et cetera.
And the Doggies at the Ponderosa?
The Ponderosa. Well, the reserves play quite well, so I'm happy with them. Get them to the league side and done good things there. But, yeah, Granny's gone. Obviously, he's been a great stalwart. Yeah, the Doggies will be fine. They'll get back there sort of winning form and hopefully sooner rather than later.
Good on you, Buffer. Thanks for joining us on the Rush Hour, mate. Good luck with the walk, and we love having you on, mate, so all the very best.
Take care, mate.
Thanks, boys. Love to the families.
There he is.
There he goes, the Buffer. What about I was at the pub on talking about Central Districts. They had their end-of-season drinks at the pub I was at on Saturday.
They were all dressed up.
Jeez,
were they really?
Rowdy
Paulie
set of
Thomas
boys.
There, the coach?
Didn't see him.
Nah, he would have been watching videos. They're rowdy, are they? Oh, yeah.
They're having a good time.
Righto. Well, get behind Buff too. A great foundation.
Get your hand in your pocket as well.
Done. Now, Gregory, you're going to be doing some TV over the summer for the Ashes series, aren't we?
On Channel 7.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
He's only mentioned it a few times.
Ashes coming up.
Yeah, which is going to be...
Triple M.
And Triple M's back calling
cricket. I'm going to be very busy. So you're having your 6 weeks off.
Bern and I will be playing a lot of golf.
Yeah, and I'll
now,
be...
I overheard a conversation in the building yesterday, and please accept my apologies for eavesdropping.
here we go.
But you sound so sincere.
You were talking to the individual down the line about, I've got to... I've got to go and get my suit fitted and... I want to make sure my pants are tight and the shirts are all ironed. And honestly, the way you carried on about getting fitted for a suit, you think you were the Prime Minister of South Australia. Honestly, the way you carried on, the demands made me sick. Who do you think you are?
Now,
where are you going to get suits to get fitted for the TV?
In the town. Into town.
So how did you go? How many suits are you getting for
Peter
TV?
Jackson. No, I
Peter
don't know.
Peter Jackson, is it?
So what happens is they measure us up every...
He does, does he?
They measure us up every year.
Every year.
And then the clothes get sent to our wardrobe lady in Melbourne.
And with your makeup and lady?
And then it just rocks up. So it's at the venue. It's at the venue. What's wrong with that?
Come on, mate.
That's what happens in television.
Just grab a suit from at home and just wear it on the TV.
Oh, really?
And do you bring your own makeup bag?
No, we're supplied with our own, just in case. Just in case. Hey, Jazz, why don't I borrow your shiny grey suit that you wore last week? Your shiny grey
and the carbon
color flare. You know what? You might be onto something because the flares are coming.
They weren't flaring.
I couldn't even see your shoes.
Shut up. They weren't. Now, when he measured your crutch, was it a small measuring tape? Because that's all you'll need.
Well, they're a bit swollen still, Jars.
Did he have the inside of your leg? So what's the inside? What's your measurements? What's your hips? What are you rolling with?
Hang on.
You'd be a size 6 hip, wouldn't you? Yeah.
My hip, lady, I'm a size,
lady hips.
I'm a 32.
No, you're
I'm
not.
A 32.
You've got a lady's hip. You've got a size 14 hip.
I'm a 32.
Buzz off.
What are you?
I'm a raging. I'm a raging 34. Elite chiseled.
You're not 34.
42.
I got measured up.
Measured up, Ben.
Are you going to be tuning in to Channel 7?
No, I'll be listening to Triple M Cricket.
Good. Who else is on Triple M Cricket?
Hey?
Who else is on?
I don't know. Better not be Byrne.
Brayshaw.
Oh, Jimmy is the skull back.
When's it going to be announced?
Are they still signing? No, they're not. Because they haven't got big names on board
yet. I've got a few insights. So, anyway.
What's your favourite colour before we move on? What are you getting?
My favourite colour?
Yeah. Suit.
suit.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's hard to go past a nice navy suit.
Yeah, I'm about the navy.
Nice,
with
crisp.
A tan belt and
nice,
tan
crisp.
Shoes.
I thought you'd have some sort of pink type suit.
I got some new shoes and a new belt new as well shoes. To take home with me.
Take those conversations elsewhere, all right? We don't need to hear you big nate yourself in the corridors of Triple M.
Also, Jars, South Australia doesn't have a prime minister.
Who would he
have? A premier.
Oh, a premier, that'll do.
Yeah. And anyway.
The get raging yourself, Stevie Marshall.
Get yourself in there and get fitted up. Even they fit all sorts of bodies, Jazz. And you.
No, he's running you, now. He's running now, remember,
and you,
every day.
And me, yes. Definitely need a new suit.
Well, I'll go and see him then, all right?
I'll, good, get I'll me send old, him in.
Oh, that'll Peter
I'll send Shearer. You in.
Get involved in the Rush Hour anytime on the Automasters text line 0488851047. We've got a question that's come through today from Travis in Noarlunga. He says, if Dom Sheed's kick was up there with the best set shot of all time, what would be the worst set shot of all time? My vote is Jar's kick in the 93 prelim.
Oh, no.
That's harsh.
No.
Sorry, Jars. I should have read it before I read it out.
I have to say, Travis, that's exactly the first thing that popped into my head.
No, don't.
I'm not saying it's the worst. It's what popped into my head.
There's been some terrible set shots over the journey.
Yeah.
I had a 190 kilometre winds in my face that day.
Have you reviewed it?
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
technique.
No, so I went against a beautiful kick.
Yeah, I went against everything I practiced at training. On that Thursday night, I had about 200 shots in that area.
And you normally say, what you always say, aim at the right place.
Yeah, hit the right, and that's, yeah. And but I kicked through the ball. I kicked through the ball. So like you're using a one wood when you're that close.
And what'd you do? You get a bit stabby?
I got a little sandwich out and chipped
Did
it.
Did you?
And you can't do that at the MCG because it swells inside, as you know, it swells around in there.
Mm.
And that's what happened. And I've watched it a few times. And you're right. Everything,
don't watch
my
it.
Routine was, yeah, I was
don't
really happy with my
yourself.
Routine. I was nice over the ball.
Don't punish yourself.
And just, well, hang on. You just, but you just me out of the bus with a text message.
You just said you've watched it a few times. I know you like
only
watching
when I was
yourself
three parts.
A lot, but just
I don't
watch the
watch
good
myself
bits.
A lot.
Yes, you do. Every day when you come in, you sit at your desk and you watch your replays.
I do not.
Yes.
Yes. Not Williston Grand Final. Don't say that in front of the bosses. I'm meant to be doing work.
You're YouTube's best client. Best of Jarman.
So with Burn away for a couple of weeks, we are playing Who Am I instead of Burn's Fun
Fact.
Hasn't
been well received out there by
the
family.
Not by you,
it hasn't.
It's been a nice change.
I've been getting a lot of comments about it's a terrible segment.
And we've
they want the fun facts back.
And we've been finishing on time.
No, we haven't.
Like it.
Well, Bluey's been killing it. What's the score? I think it's 6-2.
No, 6-2.
6-2
Gregory's way.
So far, yeah.
And the two were gifted to you.
No, they weren't.
They were.
And then who's doing it today?
Well, yesterday Blue guessed the answer in like a question and a half.
Okay.
So Ben's been writing the questions, but I offered to write it for today just to change things up a bit. Stop yawning.
Yeah.
It's rude.
Apologise.
Okay.
I've got to get going.
Pay attention. Okay, I've gone down a different like angle today.
Okay.
All right. So
here
just to change things up a bit and challenge you guys a bit. Who am I? I was born in England on the 25th of March, 1947. Ooh. I started learning piano when I was 7, and by 11 had won a scholarship to the Academy of Music.
Elton John.
I said wait for 3.
The Elton! Bang!
How much work?
You beauty!
This took me half an hour, Jars.
Well, bad luck. You gave it away when you said 1946.
Yeah,
47.
All right, family. You're right, Gregory. Yeah,
yeah,
go on. Cough it up, young man. Cough up all that rubbish and go and sort your redback boys out.
You love it.
I heard they're on the turf again.
You love it.